The government of Ningxia region has launched a campaign to ensure that city employers pay their migrant workers on time. To understand why this is happening, let us rewind back a few days. The Ningxia Hui Autonomous Region lies deep in the northwestern hinterland of China, and it is one of the poorer regions of the country, with about one-sixth of the population living under the poverty line. It hit the headlines on January the 5th, with an arson attack on a bus in the region's capital city, Yinchuan, that resulted in 17 deaths and 33 injuries. The story started off with a disgruntled construction worker named Ma Yongping, who wrote on social media that he had not been properly paid for work and that the local government had done nothing about it. He then declared he would rectify the injustice by seeking revenge on society. Moments later, he was to board a bus with containers filled with gas and set alight the vehicle that was full of people who had nothing to do with Ma's predicaments. Although such incidents don't occur frequently, the arson attack came against the backdrop of a recurring theme in the story of China's rapid urbanization. Dispute over pay between migrant workers and employers have been a major issue in China, as the economy has come to a slowdown. So, with factory bosses running short on cash and building projects coming to a halt, workers who moved from rural areas into cities for construction and service jobs often live in fear their employers might underpay or not pay at all. And so it is just days after the arson attack that the government of Ningxia announced initiatives to address this problem. Ningxia's government said in a statement on its website that it held a meeting on January the 8th to discuss ways to make sure companies give migrant workers their salaries before Spring Festival, when many return home to reunite with their families. Companies that fail to pay their employees will be subject to criminal punishment, the government of Ningxia said. Transgressors are to be punished with fines or jail terms of up to 7 years. In the first 10 months of last year, the government identified 27 construction companies that delayed salary payments to migrant workers. As punishment, these firms won't be able to make a bid for government projects. The Yinchuan government said it dealt with more than 500 cases of unpaid wages in the first 11 months of last year. That's 22.3% more than in the same period of 2014. These involved some 10,000 migrant workers who were owed 1.48 billion yuan,